Yeah, fantastic game and result. Exciting, I think, because people see the quality of the opposition, and they saw our quality as well. They saw our spirit, which was needed today. You have to show that spirit if you're going to be at top side like Swindon.
I'd like to bring up the point of some of the bad times that Oldham Athletic experienced a few months ago, potential signings of players, the 4-0 and 7-0 defeats. The point I want to make is how well the team and the club has recovered since that time.
Well,
it really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, we was never in any doubt that we would, though. You know, we've got good spirit. We recruit at this club good people, whether that be staff members or managers or coaches or people. And I think that's important to it, you know, people that are very committed to trying to improve the club's fortunes, and it's a nice environment to work in. Now, of course, we push the players, and sometimes we push a bit too far, but we're trying to get extraordinary things out of them. And of course, every now and again, a team or a cycle of a team goes through peaks and troughs in form or stuff that surrounds a club, but the players have been great all year. They've come to training, worked hard every day, and we try and get better.
How different a challenge is it to you as a manager, with your side being on the cusp of the playoff places, possibly promotion, as opposed to fighting a relegation battle?
Well, it's nice. I mean, actually, it doesn't really feel any different, if I'm honest, because you just have the desire to win each game and the next game, and there's no rest. Do you know what I mean? You literally go home tonight and probably have to watch the DVD, and then I'll be watching three or four of Colchester's game before Tuesday. So that's what we have to do. We have to all muck in, and it makes it a real team effort.
Two great wins against Scunthorpe and Swindon. How do you maintain this form ahead of the game, into the game against Colchester?
I haven't got a clue. If I did, I'd be in the Premiership by now. Now, we just try and do the things the same consistency. We've got to judge it, make sure we don't overkill on training, because players need to go out with the energy. And this is where we've struggled now, this beating these bottom five teams. I don't think we beat any of them, have we? And it's really important that there's something in the mindset what you've got to change to go and beat teams like this, whether it's create a cause, make sure that we feel like we're the underdog, or be patient and make sure the crowd's patient and know that it might be 0-0 or you can nick it in the 95th minute. So we've got to go down the right route. We've got to make sure we get the players fresh in their mind as well as their bodies. I think the one thing that the fans and all that know with this squad is that, you know what I mean, we can bounce back and we can get results due to sort of good commitment and passion.